Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Good morning and welcome to In The Moment here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. We've got a fantastic show lined up today, including tunes from new albums by Bill Lawrence, live at the Union Chapel, American drummer Will Calhoun's Celebrating Elvin Jones, and Slowly Rolling Camera's new release All Things. Plus wonderful offerings from Brad Meldow, Charlie Mingus and Thelonious Monk, and much, much more. Let's begin then with founding member of Grammy-winning collective Snarky Puppy. He's a multi-instrumentalist, producer, vocalist and piano player, and so far he's made three albums, Flint in 2014, Swift 2015 and An After Sun, which we featured on In The Moment earlier this year. His fourth album is called Live at the Union Chapel. It's on Ground Up Records, and let's have a listen to this tune, which appropriately enough is called December in New York.
Thank you.
That was Bill Lawrence and a tune called December in New York from his new album Live at the Union Chapel on Ground Up Records. And you heard Michael League bass, Robert Sputz Searight drums, Felix Higginbottom percussion and a string section and French horn from the Heritage Orchestra together with Bill Lawrence on the piano. We'll have another tune from that later on in the moment. You are listening to In the Moment, playing the cream of improvised music from the 1920s through to the present day, here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. During the next few weeks on In the Moment, we'll be featuring new release albums, which we played on the programme during this year in 2016, particularly tunes which there wasn't room to play at the time. Let's hear now from Sarathy Korwar, whose album Day to Day was released earlier this year. Korwar spent time with the migrant Sidhi people of southern India, specifically the Sidhi troupe of Ratanpur in rural Gujarat. His album Day to Day features his field recordings of the Sidhi people's hypnotic chants and percussive African-derived polyrhythms. Mostly Sufi Muslims, the Sidhis are descended from the African Bantu, who travelled to India as merchants, sailors and slaves from the 7th century onwards. Sarathy Korwar trained as a classical tabla player with Guru Sri Rajiv Davastali and Pandit Sanju Sahai. He's equally at ease with tabla and drum kit and focuses on adapting Indian classical rhythmical material to non-Indian percussion instruments. This tune is called Bahajan.
Allahu Nabi Ji Allahu Nabi Ji Allahu Nabi Ji Re Hey Nabi Ji Nabi Ji 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 Thank you.
A wonderful tune there from Sarathy Kaur called Bhajan from his album released earlier this year called Day to Day. And we'll hear another tune from that album, which we didn't get a chance to play on a previous In the Moment, next hour on this In the Moment. Still to come, more from our new release, featured albums by Bill Lawrence, Will Calhoun and Slowly Rolling Camera, plus a wonderful tune from Bram Meldow and a classic from the inimitable Charlie Mingus. Now, let's go to an offering from the new album by the British band Slowly Rolling Camera. The album's called All Things and it's released on Edition Records. The band was formed in 2013 and they play a captivating hybrid of trip-hop, jazz, soul, electronic music fused into a new and unique soundscape. The Guardian newspaper has compared that particular soundscape with the cinematic orchestra in Portishead, but which they said throws Supremes reminiscent vocal choruses and Coltrane-esque sax flights in for good measure. A soulful, powerful newcomer. Well, this tune, let's have a listen. It's called The Fix. Thank you. That's a strong tune there called The Fix from Slowly Rolling Camera and their second album just released on Edition Records called All Things. And you heard Dion Bennett, composer and keyboard, Dave Stapleton, keyboards, Elliot Bennett, drummer, Derry Roberts, producer and sound design, together with Stuart McCallum, guitar, Aidan Thorne, bass and electric bass, Ben Waghorn, saxophones and bass clarinet, and a variety of additional musicians included throughout the album, including some that we hear from fairly regularly on In the Moment, such as the trumpeter Laura Jurd. You're listening to In the Moment on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with me, Andrew Herbert. Now, let's move to another new album. It's by an American drummer who was born in 1964. He's perhaps best known as a member of funk metal band Living Colour. His name is Will Calhoun, and he here has made an album which is called Celebrating Elvin Jones on Motema Music. Elvin Jones was, of course, the great drummer who played most famously perhaps with Miles Davis and a legion of other jazz luminaries throughout a long career. This is Will Calhoun's sixth album, following Housework in 1995, Drumwave 97, Live at the Blue Note 2000, Native Lands 2005, Life in This World a couple of years ago in 2013. And Celebrating Elvin Jones is an inspired project, vibrant and emotionally honest. Downbeat magazine said that its greatest success may be that it brings Calhoun's boundless energy to lesser-known gems of the Jones songbook. Let's have a listen to this tune. It's called Doll of Pride. Thank you. The sounds there of Will Calhoun drums, Christian McBride bass, Carlos McKinney piano, Cahen Herold trumpets and Antoine Roney sax. We'll be listening to more from that album, celebrating Elvin Jones' release on Motema Music throughout the programme today. Recently on In the Moment, we listened to a tune from Brad Meldow's latest album, 10 Years Solo Live. I thought it might be nice to go back to his very first album and listen to a ballad written by Duke Ellington in 1938. Brad Meldow plays with Christian McBride, who we've just heard from on bass for Will Calhoun's new album, Celebrating Elvin Jones, together with drummer Brian Blade. Brad Meldow said that he draws on a lot of classical music, pop and rock music, music from Brazil. He says he listens to it for pleasure and enjoyment, and then a lot of it filters out into his playing. With classical music, Brad Meldow said there's a written canon there, and you can study those scores. It's a good three centuries of stuff to look at. It's endless. Ultimately, Brad Meldow said he thinks of himself as an improvising jazz musician, and one of his talents is that he can assimilate all of the written stuff and make it part of what he does. Let's have a listen to what he does do, and this tune from his 1995 debut album on Warner, introducing Brad Meldow, called Prelude to a Kiss. A lovely tune there from Brad Meldow with Christian McBride bass and Brian Blade drums from his first album in 1995, introducing Brad Meldow, and the tune was called Prelude to a Kiss. Well, that's almost it for this hour of In the Moment. Next hour, more from our featured albums by Will Calhoun, Bill Lawrence, Slowly Moving Camera, and a lovely tune by Thelonious Monk. To conclude this hour, Charles Mingus composed his tune Fables of Forbes to mock the racist attitude of the then Arkansas governor, Orville Forbes. Forbes was infamous for his 1957 stand against integration of Little Rock, Arkansas schools in defiance of the US Supreme Court rulings. Charles Mingus made at least 9 different versions of the tune from his well-documented 1964 European tour, which included Eric Dolphy and Clifford Jordan, as well as additional versions from the 1964 Right Now and several later treatments, with a final arrangement for Mingus' last recording as a bassist with Lionel Hampton in 1977. We're going to listen to the definitive version on the 1959 Columbia Records album Mingus R.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.